All right, let's bring in Mike Kazi. Let's talk about some sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right.
Wet, hoping for a rain out.
You're going to see showers off and on all day, right through the weekend. So I would think that you'll probably get that rain out. And possibly, I think what'll cinch your rain out, there might even be a thunderstorm or so.
Yeah, but the game is at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be this way off and on, right through the weekend. So it's probably 50-50 for you right now, all right?
I won 0-100.
Okay. I'll speak to Pat after you and see what I can do.
Send some buckets my way.
All right. So I wake up this morning. I see the Yankees lost because I went to bed early last night. And I saw, and here's where I go crazy, Mike. It's bad enough that the draft is made up to be live coverage for 4 days.
Please. I don't even want to hear about it.
But all the pundits that go crazy once a selection is made.
Yeah, now, they start getting the scapulas out and the scalpels out and start dissecting it. And yeah, okay. It's an exact science.
Here's what, the Giants drafted the quarterback from Duke and they drafted a defensive player. Now, I'm no huge football guy where I look over stats and stuff like that, but I remember what happened when the Giants drafted Phil Sims, okay, out of Moore State. The uproar that came when the Giants drafted Phil Sims was amazing, absolutely stunning. Now, he didn't turn out to be one of the top five quarterbacks of all time, but damn, he certainly led the Giants in that defensive-oriented situation where they ran, they threw occasional passes for touchdowns, and they ran, and then they had a defense that was just stellar.
That's not the way football's played now. It's played it's Madden football. That's the difference. Yeah. I don't think a running traditional grind-it-out team can win in football anymore.
Well, obviously, we're going to find out. We're going to find out the Giants. We're going to find out if that's the case and whether it's a good move or a bad move. But all these people that go crazy.
I don't even watch it.
It drives you nuts.
Before I went to sleep last night, I checked my internet, seen who went where, just looking for maybe four names that I could recognize and said, all right, that's nice. Good night. Like, it really matters because some of the best players are after the fifth and sixth rounds. So. You never know. It's not an exact science.
The quarterback for the Cowboys, what's his name?
Clem Cadielhopper.
No, you know who I'm talking about.
I can't think of his name.
Well, anyways, he was, you know what number he was picked in the draft?
Nope.
126.
Who might be the greatest quarterback of all time?
Tom Brady. When was he picked?
Not in the first couple rounds.
No, he was picked in the hundreds, too. He was picked in the hundreds, too. Zach something is his name.
Prescott.
Prescott.
So you just told me the first name, and then I got the second one. I didn't know until you said Zach.
Well, that's why we're a team. So anyway.
Between us, we make a whole person.
That's right. Maybe with me, I'm a person and a half. All right. So, enough of that. And now we're going to have to hear for months before the football season. You can watch. You can watch the rest of the draft for the next 3 days. They have it on every day.
Nah, I watch hockey.
Yeah, so
I watch something that has meaning.
So, was there hockey last night?
Of course there was.
Well, let's go to it.
Good game between the Bruins and the Blue Jackets. The Bruins looked like what they had was a two-goal commanding lead, and then all of a sudden, Columbus pumped in too quick to tie it up, sent it to overtime, which the Bruins won in overtime 3-2. And the Bruins took care of business against Dallas, beating them 3-2. So that was the games for yesterday. And then tonight, the Islanders, they strap it up and they go at it tonight. It's really interesting. These are the four teams you got left in hockey. Columbus, Boston, Dallas, St. Louis, the Islanders, Carolina, Colorado, and Los Angeles. Talk about not having favorites winning the tournament, huh?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's great.
Yeah.
It's the way it should be.
New blood.
Where any team that makes the playoffs has as good an opportunity as the big guys. And these hockey games are the best playoffs in all sports, bar none.
I agree with you 100% on that.
And we say it every year. I mean, you have tremendous games going overtime, one-goal games where any rush up or down the ice could make the difference in the game. What other sport has that?
No, it's hockey for me is far undersold and not appreciated in this country.
No, definitely not. I mean, I look forward to the playoffs all year long. It's the best postseason in sports. So tonight the Islanders strap it up. They go against the Hurricanes tonight at 7, and then right after that you can go get your donuts and coffee, and then the Avalanche take on the Sharks at 10 o'clock. Here we go.
Right.
The Islanders have a great shot. I mean, any team here has a shot. And like I said yesterday, this is a big, big game for the Islanders tonight. They have to win tonight's game. If they win tonight's game, they have a really good shot at winning this series.
All right. Now, is there any racing this weekend with the weather that's going to be around?
Very little. Not only that, because the way races are done now, they all look for these super weekends, and next weekend is the Derby, so everybody else is going to have ensuing stakes around. So I only got one. Tomorrow is Churchill's opening day. They opening night. They open at night. the one stakes race tomorrow is a 5-furlong turf event. It goes off at 9:39 tomorrow night. The one horse in here looks really tough for Todd Pletcher. 3 starts, all turf sprints, 3 wins by 7, 2, and 1.5 lengths. Has the rail position. Has early speed. It's going to be tough to beat this horse. The only thing that can beat this horse or give this horse trouble is a stumble out of the gate. And if that happens, look for the 7 horse, Abyssian, to be there to pick up the baton. So what looks like a pretty chalky exacta with the 1-7-7-1. The horse that may be the upsetter is the shipper in from the West Coast, Hartel, who's 6-1 morning line odds on this horse. So a 1-7-8 exact in Tri-Box is the play for tomorrow night's race. The William Walker, $125,000 turf sprint.
All right.
Who's William Walker?
Walker.
I know Hiram Walker. I know Johnny Walker, but I don't know William Walker.
Somebody who obviously paid to have a race named after
his family. The stakes, they don't pay for it. They name them after people.
Really? Well, It's your job this weekend to find out who he is.
Okay, I'll find out.
And let us know, and you can let us know how you did on Monday with your winners, who William Walker was to racing.
Okay. A couple good baseball series this weekend, too. Milwaukee comes to town to play the Mets. Milwaukee's been playing pretty decently. Into a little slump now, see if they could bust out of it. The Rays play the Red Sox again. That's a series where the Red Sox need to win, as they did last weekend, to try to crawl themselves back into the race. And the Indians and Houston go at it again tonight. They started their series last night with the Indians beating Houston 2-1 in Houston. Two very good pitched games by both Trevor Bauer and Gerrit Cole. An exciting 2-1 baseball game, the way it's supposed to be played. Not these 13-7 slugfests. Give me a 2-1 game anytime. That's the best game you can watch.
All right. And William Walker?
Oh, you found out already?
Yeah. He was a slave, and he was born near Versailles, Kentucky. He was the leading rider at Churchill Downs in the fall racing season of 1875.
There you go. He was a big jock. Okay.
Yeah. And actually, he was a leading rider through 1878. That's who it's all about. He died in 1933.
Nice, yeah. Good job.
So that's who it was. All right. They called him Billy, but his name was William. All right, Mike. We will speak to you on Monday.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike Causey, with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We've got Pat Pagano coming up next.